Bill walked slowly as he neared the main part of town. Nobody looked at him or saluted him, and finally, he began to feel better. He was coming into the city through Hatikos, the swanky lake residential section south of the main town, and he surveyed the houses as though he owned each and every one. When he reached the main drag, he was more confident than ever, until he spotted two police officers standing in close conference on the corner. He had to pass them, and he swung the cane and approached. Just opposite them, one of the officers reached out and touched his arm. Bill's heart went down into his boots.
Señor,
said the officer.
Es usted el señor Jorge Henderson, ¿verdad?
Bill choked.
Sí, I am George Henderson.
Bill had to bat his eyes rapidly to keep from betraying himself. Of course, he should have thought of this. The standard representative here in this town had about as much power as the governor himself, because he was the reason for Maracaibo's main activity, petroleum. That damned Lado was altogether too clever with his makeup. This expensive Jippy Joppa hat and the good quality whites had done the trick. Nobody in Maracaibo wore such things.
Bueno,
said the officer.
We have been watching for you since you have not been at home all morning. We were instructed to warn you, if we saw you, not to make the trip to Camp Jaguar. Things are upset in the backcountry.
Gracias,
said Bill.
Muchas gracias, señores.
And got away from there. He had food for thought, however. Marcia, then, was playing for a sellout to Standard Petroleum. He hadn't thought she would do that. He was disappointed in her. Perhaps she was putting up this fight with Standard money behind her. Bill walked more slowly and felt blue. She was selling him out after all. She wanted Camp Chico only because Standard would not buy Jaguar unless that oil lake, thousands of feet down, was wholly under Jaguar control. He felt badly in need of a drink, and he swung into a big hotel, thinking that was as safe as anywhere. Damn that Lado for making him so conspicuous. But the man had a sense of humor. He couldn't deny that. Bill stood up to the bar and had a planter's punch. As he was sipping it, wondering how he would get that rig, a small native boy came scuttling in. He tugged at Bill's coat with a none-too-clean hand.
Señor Henderson, ¿verdad?
My God,
thought Bill.
Does everybody in Maracaibo want this Henderson?
Tengo una carta, señor,
said the boy, holding up a letter. It was addressed to George Henderson, and Bill was about to give it back with some weird excuse when he recognized the handwriting. Marcia's.
Gracias,
said Bill, slitting open the envelope and giving the boy a coin. He read,
Mr. Henderson, it has come to my notice that you are attempting to do business about Camp Jaguar. If you wish, I will see you at the Café de Oro at 8 this evening. Marcia Stewart.
Bill had a little time on his hands until then. He had to get that hydraulic rotary drill. After that, he would see Marcia. He would try to bluff it out if he could. Perhaps she had never met this man. Perhaps if the lights were dim, she would fail to recognize Bill. He swung out of the hotel and went down to the waterfront. For a short time, he wandered along the twisting quays, and then he found the shop for which he searched. A bright young clerk came to the counter and failed to see anything wrong with his customer. Bill came to the point.
I want a complete rig, and I want it loaded and shipped to Camp Chico by truck tonight. Can you do it?
I have a second-hand rotary rig I could let you have.
Let's see it.
They went into the back of the store and looked over the equipment. Bill was satisfied. He drew a money belt from about his waist and counted a large amount into the clerk's hand.
The other half is payable on delivery. Have the truck up the trail to Camp Chico. I'll meet the driver there about midnight and go on in with him.
Will Bill Murphy be around?
Said the clerk.
Well, I guess so. I'll have Bill Murphy meet the truck. Your driver know him?
Sure. Everybody knows Bill Murphy. He's certainly badly wanted right now. I heard the cops were going to string him up to the nearest lamppost if they spotted him.
That's so. Well, I guess they'll have to spot him first.
The clerk thought that was a good joke.